Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
We got the great Phil Almquist. I call him my brother in suffering because he's a Jet fan, just like me. We got Jim Kelly also rocking and rolling, holding it down back there. We're going to have a good time this morning. Folks, yesterday was Festivus. You all know it's Festivus. You watch Seinfeld. It's a Festivus for the rest of us. And one of my favorite Festivus traditions is something that the great Rand Paul does. And I understand, you know, people, there are some folks who are like, well, Rand Paul, he didn't endorse Donald Trump in the 2024 election. And I look at that and I go, yeah, it's kind of odd, right? I mean, I don't know what that was all about. Not sure. But Rand is one of my favorite senators. He's probably my favorite senator, despite what he says about Trump or doesn't endorse him or sometimes he gets a little annoying. People think he gets a little annoying because he's too principled. I like guys who are principled like that, right? And the people of Kentucky know what they're getting when they elect Rand Paul. He's pretty popular there. He's not popular with his neighbors, apparently, with the lawnmower, but that's a different story. I happen to think Rand Paul's great. And every year on Festivus, December 23rd, Rand Paul releases what he calls the Festivus Report, which highlights all of the ridiculous things that our wonderful, bloated, it's bloated more than Chris Christie's waistline. You look at it, and that's a lot of bloat when you see it. And did you see what happened in California? The Santa Cruz, right? And I got along very well with Santa Claus. We'll talk about him in a little bit. But the Santa Cruz pier, it fell into the ocean. And I said, was Chris Christie in California? We have a lot of questions. What the hell happened to the pier? You look at what Rand Paul, he puts up this Festivus report every December 23rd, every Festivus. It's called the Waste Report. And it shows us all of the, I mean, guys and gal, it is nonsense. Complete and total nonsense. And we're going to, in the first hour today, get into a lot of the Festivus report because it's honestly, it's hilarious. Some of the things that our government is spending money on are just hysterical. Some of it's twisted and sick and disgusting, but some of it's actually really funny. It's not funny that our money is essentially being burned, but it's funny in that there are people in Congress who are in favor of spending money on these things that you wouldn't even think existed. And some of the budget items that Rand Paul highlights, okay, it's only a couple hundred thousand dollars. I say that, right? Oh, it's only a couple of hundred thousand dollars. You hear that, you go, only a couple? That's like a house, right? Or, you know, two dozen eggs in the supermarket these days. But the point of the matter is, don't you think we could have done better things with those $100,000 that we've spent out there, right? So here's a to kind of as a prelude to that, for those, let me take a look at what's going on over here on YouTube. There's a lot of folks that are mic drop over on the YouTube chat says Rand is a little catty. He gets a little catty. Yeah, you're right. You know, I live with a couple cats and, you know, he does get like that a little bit. He gets a little sassy, right? My favorite is when I used to grill Anthony Fauci. You know, I was trying to learn a Rand Paul voice and there was just one phrase that Rand would always say, we just look at him and Dr. Fauci. It was always that. It was always, and they would go back and forth. I miss those exchanges. I do. Dr. Fauci, you lied to Congress. It was one of my favorite things about watching Rand Paul in the Senate between him and Senator John Kennedy, who, you know, I'd really like to meet that guy. And wouldn't you know it? Maybe that might happen soon. I don't know. A little birdie told me. It might be happening soon. We'll see. I love Senator John Kennedy. President Biden. If President Biden was in charge of the Sahara Desert, he'd run out of sand. One of my favorite Kennedy clips is when he went on Jesse Waters' show and he said, I don't know what state you live in, but in my state, the price of gas is so high, it would be cheaper to buy cocaine and run everywhere. He said that on national television. And to think I get in trouble for some of the things I say. But for those of you in the YouTube chat who are loyal viewers of Ungoverned, which is my show on Rumble every Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern time to 6 p.m. Eastern time on the channel LFA TV. As you see, I'm wearing the patented LFA TV flannel shirt here on this Christmas Eve morning. For those of you in the YouTube chat, for those of you listening on the Odyssey app, listening live, for those of you about to spam me on X, what is my least favorite budget item? A lot of y'all know, right? A lot of y'all know. What is my least favorite budget item that the government spends money on? I mean, I literally go berserk over this topic. I find this type of spending to be the most egregious type of spending. And it's somewhat in Rand Paul's waste report, right? The Festivus report, which we're going to get into over the course of this first hour. Maybe it'll get into the second hour. Because we got to air some grievances, guys and gals. We got to air some grievances. For those of you seeing and hearing and yelling at your radio, yelling at your phones, yelling on your drive, maybe you're going to work this morning. I used to work Christmas Eve. What is Sean's least favorite budget item that the federal government spends money on? You are correct if you are sitting there screaming with the veins popping out of your head. My wife's in the YouTube chat. She's saying it. It is foreign aid. I hate foreign aid. I hate it. Explain to me why it's necessary. Go ahead. I promise you. You will not sell me on the idea of foreign aid. You just won't. You know, we just talked about last week, this continuing resolution crisis, the spending bills, the 1,500 pages and then 120 pages and increasing the debt ceiling and spending all this money and pork and all of this. We do it all the time. Foreign aid is the most unnecessary form of government spending, I think, that there and it takes up a lot of our budget, right? Hundreds of billions of dollars have gone to countries like Ukraine, Taiwan, Egypt, Angola, Israel. And it's nothing against any of these countries. But I'm one of these people. You're from the Northeast, right? New York, just like Trump. There's got to be something in it for us. If we're putting out look, I'm a crypto guy. And before I decide to buy a specific cryptocurrency, I want to know that or at least feel confident that I'm going to get some return on investment. So if I put $1,000 into a digital asset, I want to know that at some point it's going to appreciate in value. What return on investment are we getting on this foreign aid? Someone's got to answer. At some point in time, some of the people on Capitol Hill are going to have to answer that question. If we're sending $1 billion to Angola, which if I can't find it on a map, there's no chance in hell. Poopy pants Biden, who's apparently meeting with the you guys hear this? He's apparently meeting with the Pope one more time before his term ends. We all know what's going to happen there. Operation Tootsie Roll has been upgraded to Operation Charleston Chew. You know what I'm talking about, right? Sleepy Jose Caca and Frente del Papa again. I can't wait for that meeting. I wonder if he's going to call him a famous African-American baseball player, because he did say that to the Pope once. Why? Nobody has any idea. But that's when they called it a cheap fake. No, that didn't actually happen. No, it happened. Somebody has to explain to me as Pickles in the YouTube chat. Listen, I'm just reading the names. Says they say foreign aid. Oh, it's there to protect our interests. That's my favorite excuse, right? When you hear these people, well, would you rather fight the Russians over there or fight the Russians over here? Dumb argument. Why is that a dumb argument? Because if the Russians wanted to come here, they could. Show them what do you mean? Because anybody who wants to come here has a wide open doorway and a red carpet rolled out for them to do so. If some hostile Russian wanted to enter our country, they could if they'd like to. And they get free food, free shelter, free healthcare, free money. They just get debit cards, all sorts of things. But we're spending, what, hundreds of billions of dollars on Ukraine to fight the Russians over there so we don't have to fight them? They're already here if we're afraid of Russians, right? Everybody's here. Look at New York State, my former stomping grounds, with the Bucktooth Bandit of Buffalo, Kathy Hochul. Our subways are so safe. 2 hours after a woman was literally lit on fire. Our borders wide open, and we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas to strengthen other people's borders. Our borders wide open, and we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas to countries nobody's ever heard of before. We are humanitarian. We're gonna earmark and send humanitarian aid to Syria. Why? Let me ask you this: Did these rebels in Syria, did they send any humanitarian aid to the United States when Hurricane Helene displaced a large portion of Western North Carolina and East Tennessee? Any of that happen? No. I don't remember it happening. As far as I know, people are still sleeping in tents over there. So if they did send it, well, it must have got lost in the mail. It's ridiculous, right? Totally ridiculous. And that's just foreign aid. And there's a little bit of that in the Rand Paul Festivus report. There's a little bit of that. Oh, yeah, there's couple million dollars for border security. But if you guess that it was for the United States, you are smoking something that Hunter Biden is jealous of. This Festivus report that we're going to get to very, very shortly on the other side of our first break is going to be, we're going to have a lot of fun with it. There are things in this report. There are spending items in this report that are so ridiculous that it will make your head spin. It'll make you sick. It's going to make you giggle. It's going to make you mad. And that is the point. The point is for you to hear everything that they are wasting your money on so that we understand going into 2025 and the next 4 years, that just like going into 2024 and that election, where many of us were fully immersed in the process. The Scott Presslers of the world were out there flipping states, flipping whole counties, flipping whole states. The Charlie Kirks of the world were organizing the younger generation and reaching out into new people, new voters. Right? You had all of these folks working together to pull it off. The greatest comeback in American political history. Why? It's not just for me, one man, Donald Trump. It's to change the habits and the behaviors of this ridiculous bicameral legislature that we call Congress. We the people have to declare the days of reckless spending to be over, dead, buried. No more foreign aid. Oh, that's harsh. I don't care. I'm harsh. Fine. We got to fix our problems first. No more ridiculous spending, walking Nancy Pelosi, and by Nancy Pelosi, I mean drunk lizards on a treadmill, and finding out what that, no. No more studying whether lonely rats like to take cocaine. You think that's a joke? To quote our president for only 28 more days, it's not a joke, man. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Well, we're going to get to all the Festivus report, all the good juicy nuggets in the Festivus report. We're going to get to all that and more ladies and gentlemen. On the other side of this break, it is Kale and Company, but it is not Nick Kale and Company. It is Sean Farish here on 1210 WPHT for the next 4 hours. Merry Christmas Eve to all of you. We're going to have a good time this morning. The city of brotherly love. We're off to a great start this morning on 1210 WPHT. The number to get involved, 855-839-1210. That's the number to call right here on 1210 WPHT. It's Kale & Company, Sean Farish, guest hosting. We're back on the other side of this break with the Festivus Report so we can air our grievances about what ridiculous items the government is wasting money on. We're back on the other side of this. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We're talking Festivus. We're airing grievances. We're going to go into Rand Paul's waste report because I'll tell you what, it is, it's a doozy. It's a doozy. We talked to open the show and say, you know, foreign aid, not my favorite thing. Matter of fact, it's the opposite of my favorite thing. It's my least favorite thing. Now, a lot of people look at my position on foreign aid. They say, okay, that's a little drastic. You want to cut all of it? But what are all those countries going to do? Not my problem. It's not our problem. Now, you may agree or you may disagree. That's okay. That's why America is great. We can agree to disagree on some things. I think every last dollar of foreign aid needs to be taken out of the budget. You want to balance this sucker? You want to get the bloat out of our government budgets and our government spending? Start there. Hundreds of billions of dollars going to other countries when it simply doesn't have to. It just doesn't have to leave. Just because Zelensky is on the ground, oh, please send me money, Putin, bad man. Just because he's doing that doesn't mean you have to get, I'll do, oh, you know what? Here's the deal. Look, here's the deal. You know what? Here's the deal. I'm going to use a Ukrainian accent and get on my hands and knees in a, you know, I guess the puke green, whatever shirt that is that he wears. Right. He's been walking around in the same clothes for like 2 years. And I'm going to say, Putin, bad man, please send $100 billion to me, because we could use the money, too. You know, we could use the money, too. If that's all it takes to get hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars, then I'm going to try and take advantage of the system, too. Matter of fact, I encourage everybody to do it. Everybody call your senator and troll them and beg. Like Vladimir Zelensky, the last guy who did this, you sent $100 billion because Putin, bad man, you send me money too. See what they say. Mock these people. I say take every dollar of foreign aid out of the budget. Country wants to buy stuff from us, we could have that conversation. Country wants a freebie? No. No. We got our own problems here. Wide open border. Crime is skyrocketing everywhere, including New York City subways. We'll talk about that a little later on this morning. The Bucktooth Bandit of Buffalo, Kathy Hochul, with just the most tone-deaf statement probably of 2024. Other than Joe Biden, of course, calling half the country garbage a week before the election. That was not smart. Not smart. But we got our own problems here. Bridges are falling apart. Costs are through the roof because we keep firing up the money printer. We got our own problems here. And government is wasting money on some of the most ridiculous things when I go through this list, and we're going to go through this list this morning, and we're going to laugh at a lot of this list this morning. You're going to say, there's just no way government spent money on this. Oh, but there is. But there is, folks. The government waste report is out. The Rand Paul Festivus report is out. And when I tell you that some of these items are just, I mean, okay, for instance, here we go. You know, the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, they call it, right? They want to mandate a 5-day in-office work week for the federal government, which I am totally in support of. Totally in support of. You know why? COVID's over. If you don't think it's over, that's your problem, right? Taylor Lorenz, if you don't think it's over, that's your problem. It's not my problem. You're delusional if you think there's still something to hide from. You know the mask doesn't work. And we still see it, right? My number one, dude, neck and neck, my favorite ridiculous use of mask wearing. You're outside running, you know, you're going for a run. I'm being healthy, and you
have the mask on, right?
The blue, and you're just sucking in all that gross stuff. You're outside. Breathe the air. That's number one. But that's actually number two. Number one is when you're in the car alone. You're behind the steering wheel. You're masked up. You look like Optimus Prime. What are you hiding from? Are you afraid the steering wheel is going to sneeze on you? What's the deal? Right? What's going on? But COVID's over. There's no reason to avoid the office if you're working for the government. Specifically, if you're working for the government, I'm not saying every job has to be done in the office throughout the entire workforce in the United States, but I am saying if you work for the government, you better show up to the office. You better wake up, get your rear end out of bed, and go to the office. You don't like it? Find another job. It's okay. You don't want to give up those benefits? Off to the office you go. The Department of Government Efficiency is actually thinking about mandating a 5-day in-office work week for government employees. And they said they project, if that goes into effect, a wave of voluntary terminations simply because these folks are being asked to show up at work. Why would we be asking them to show up at work? Well, if we look at the Festivus report, Rand Paul's waste report, the federal government spent $10 billion with a B, on maintaining, leasing, and furnishing almost entirely empty buildings. So you're buying furniture, you're leasing these buildings, you're maintaining these buildings. Nobody's in them. Nobody's in them. They're empty. You've got billions of taxpayer dollars going into empty space. If you work for the government, go to work. If it doesn't work for you, it'll work for somebody else. But we're not playing this game where you work for the government and you're handling, you know, just think of it this way. You know, Clinton, Hillary Clinton, she destroyed her Blackberries over this because she was handling government activities, emails and whatnot on her own server, which didn't have the guardrails to keep adversaries from getting your information. I mean, who's to say you're dealing with Social Security or whatever you might be dealing with the government? They've got your personal information. They're dealing with it at home. Who's to say that they're following all the proper protocols to make sure that your information is not getting out on the dark web, right? Who's to say that's not going on? Not that I trust our government. Our government gets hacked too. But at least they're putting what they think are some guardrails in place. I know people who don't know what a VPN is, and that's okay. But if you don't know what a VPN is, if you're not protecting everybody's information, we're calling some person on their couch. You're dealing with, you know, Medicaid or Social Security or whatever government service that you're dealing with, and somebody's on their couch handling your personal information. Who knows who's getting a hold of that? Speaking of personal information, you know, I got a call the other day. Brennan recorded this. We were in the supermarket. I might post it. We'll see. I got to review it. I got to review the footage. You have to further review. I got this was great. I got a call from the CDC the other day. And they were doing a survey. Did you get your COVID shot? Did you get your flu shot? The president had some choice words for the CDC. We'll leave it at that. I don't know if I'm going to post it, but we'll see. I haven't been able to go at these spam callers. But $10 billion here on the Festivus. Are we cool with that? Anybody here cool with that? $10 billion to furnish and lease and maintain buildings that you couldn't find a tumbleweed in? $10 billion. Do you think there's maybe a better use for that $10 billion than to furnish and maintain and keep up empty space? Now, if the space wasn't empty, I could at least justify putting the money into the space. But if the space is going to go unused, I say pull the funding from the space and put it to something else. How many meals do you think we could buy for homeless veterans? How many shelters do you think we could provide for those folks who can't find a meal, who can't find a home, who can't stay warm tonight? How about the folks that are in Western North Carolina or East Tennessee or parts of rural Georgia who were impacted by Hurricane Helene? About almost 4 months ago at this point? Or almost 3 months ago at this point? How about those folks? You think we could take that $10 billion and maybe put it into them? I think that might be a nice idea. But instead, we're funding these empty buildings. So here's what's going to happen with the government. You're either going to wake up and go to work, and we still got to look at that $10 billion because there's no way it's worth that much. Okay, or we're going to say, oh, you want to work remotely? We'll set you up. And we're going to take that $10 billion, we're going to claw that back, and we're going to put that into something actually useful. Hey, I'll give them this. At least that $10 billion didn't go to Ukraine. That we know of. Although hundreds of billions of other dollars have gone to Ukraine. We'll get to more in the Festivus report because there's a lot more there than just that $10 billion. Now, that $10 billion, you may be saying, all right, you're kind of picking at it. It's the government. You know, they have to lease these buildings. Maybe they're only empty a portion of the year. You don't really know. Oh, no, we're going to get to some of the more ridiculous things on the Festivus report, like bird watching, climate change in Brazil, Sesame Street in Iraq. You're kidding. No, but I wish I was. We'll be back with more of the Festivus Report and the airing of grievances here on 1210 WPHD. It's Kale and Company, Sean Farish, hosting for you for the next, I don't know, 3.5 hours or so until 10 a.m. Eastern. We're back after this on 1210 WPHD.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Some people may go, this is not a good thing. Don't say it. I have very little respect for our government. I really do. Very, very little respect when you see the types of things that they are spending our money on. And it's the whole other people's money thing, right? I mean, it's the holiday season. So let's think about this, right? None of you have to admit it. But we all know this is how it goes most of the time. Okay, most of the time. Well, this is how the government treats it anyway, right? If they're spending there, and I think this was Milton Friedman who kind of broke this down. It was either Milton Friedman or Thomas Sowell, two amazing guys. They may have both broke this down. They probably both agree. Hey, throw in Art Laffer, too. He's out here in Williamson County. He's the one who came up with the Laffer curve. The lower taxes there are on the people, the more tax revenue, actually, the government generates. But when you're spending your own money on yourself, the cost matters, right? And the quality matters. Why? Because it's your money and what you're buying is for you. So you want to make sure that you get the most value for what you're spending because it's your money and whatever you're purchasing is about to be your thing, right? If you're buying a new car, you want to get the best deal for yourself, but you also want to get the most value for what you're paying. Now, things start to change when you are spending other people's money on yourself. Those of you who work in corporate America knows when the company pays for lunch, you get a large lunch, right? Because the company's paying for lunch. It's not your money. So you can order as much food because you're going to get the biggest bang for their buck. It's not your buck. It's not coming out of your pocket. So you can go crazy. Something you might not do with your own money. But since it's not coming out of your back pocket, you might swipe the card an extra time or two. Other people's money being spent on yourself. The third one is your money being spent on other people. Well, now things start to get, you know, nobody's going to admit it. It's Christmas time. But you're buying the gifts for your family, your friends. Or maybe it's not about the gifts because this is the season of giving. We're doing this out of kindness, right? But maybe you're donating or you're thinking of, you know, buy again, it's you're spending your money on other people. Maybe they're people you like. Maybe they're people you don't like. The cost matters, right? Because it's your money. You don't want to spend too much. The quality? Eh. Why? Why is the quality eh? Because you're not going to use it. So you're going to make sure that you spend the least amount of your own money and the quality generally doesn't matter. And then the fourth option is what government does all the time. They spend other people's money on other people. It's like a hybrid, actually, of option 2 and option 4. They spend other people's money on other people, and they spend other people's money on themselves. You know, these people want to give themselves a pay raise. You want a pay raise? You want a pay raise? Rand Paul just found $1 trillion, with a T, dollars in waste in last year's budget, and you want a pay raise? You have a 19% approval rating among the American people, and you want more money. Really? You want a cost of living adjustment. You're the reason why the cost of living is through the roof. You guys can't stop spending all this money and then printing the money that you don't have to make yourselves feel like you're not actually spending this country into oblivion. We mentioned the $10 billion on maintaining and leasing and furnishing almost empty buildings. How about this? America's, you know how many times I used to hear, soccer is growing in the United States. I was like, all right, fine. It's growing. Good. There is another sport that is taking the country by storm. I don't like soccer. I'm not a soccer guy. There's another sport that is taking the country by storm. And the government spent $12 million in Las Vegas on this emerging sport here in the United States. Does anybody in the YouTube chat, live chat right now, want to take a guess as to what the government, now if you watched my show yesterday, you know the answer. What is the government spending $12 million in Las Vegas on? What is this brand new blossoming sport that everybody is all of a sudden interested in? Oh, we're going to go play this game, right? $12 million in Las Vegas. Anybody want to take a guess on what this this new sport is? I'll tell you what. You will be furious when you find out that $12 million of your taxpayer money went to build a pickleball complex in Sin City. Pickleball. The last time I played pickleball, I was in high school. A lot of the folks in the chat go, well, that's not that long ago for you. It's long enough. Like 17 years ago or so. A pickleball complex in Las Vegas, $12 million. I feel like we're doing like the MasterCard commercial, right? Empty buildings, $10 billion. Pickleball complex, $12 million. Bird watching, $3 million. Spending money on your own country, priceless. For everything else, there's MasterCard or something along those lines. The Department of Energy spent, this is a nice one, $15.5 billion with a B, dollars, to push Americans toward buying electric vehicles that we don't want. You spent $15.5 billion on messaging. It's almost like Kamala Harris was running the country last year. Oh, wait, hold on. She was. That's right. That's right. $15.5 billion on public service announcements, $15.5 billion on messaging and ad campaigns to extol the virtues of electric vehicles that in the cold go on fire, can't go that far. I don't know about you. I like when things don't take a long time. You know, I may have moved down south, but I have not completely adjusted to the culture of everything kind of moves a little slower. I like when things are done quickly, you know, like filling up your car with gas. Sometimes the price of gas is too high. As Senator John Kennedy says, it's easier to do cocaine and run everywhere. We don't do those types of things. But he said that on Fox News one time to Jesse Waters when the Ukraine war caused the gas to go through the roof and the lack of energy independence in this country caused gas to go through the roof. So we looked at that. And, you know, it's kind of funny. It's a chuckle. But I still would rather pay. I'd rather pay that $5, $6 a gallon and fill my car up instantly than to wait, an hour? With the damn plug sitting in there, still have to pay for the electricity because nothing's free unless, of course, you're an illegal immigrant. And maybe it's not as expensive as the gas, but, picture you're going on like a long trip. And when my wife and I moved from Long Island to Nashville, that was a 14-hour drive. We broke it up over the course of 2 days. But could you imagine if we had to pull over every couple hours and charge the car for an hour? How much longer that would have made that trip? No. $15.5 billion to try and sell me something that, folks, I will never buy. Ever. $15.5 billion. How crazy is that? Here's a good one. The Department of State spent $4.8 million with an M on influencers. What did they do? Hell if I know. But they spent $5 million on influencers. That's nice, right? Does that make you feel warm and fuzzy about our government? Do you see why I don't respect these people? Do you see why I think they're... Do you see why I laugh at the government? Well, this is... You know, it's not a... It's not a laughing matter. This is our money that is going down the drain. I get it. But do you see why I laugh at them? Do you see why I don't respect these people? What respect do we owe them? They're your elected official. No, they should be respecting us and respecting our wishes. And they're not. And they're not. Folks, when we talk about what was that influencer study? Let's see if we got it. Here we go. American taxpayers struggle under the weight of inflation and economic uncertainty. The government continues to spend recklessly on initiatives that serve little purpose. Despite American taxpayers providing nearly $174 billion in aid to Kyiv, they dropped another $4.8 million for Kyiv, Ukraine public affairs influencer staff. $5 million for influencers in Ukraine. You guys know a veteran out there that needs a meal? Let them know that this is how the government's spending their money. They'd rather create Ukrainian Harry Sisson than feed those who stood in defense of our nation. Does that get you upset? What justification is there to do this? Why should we, other than the fact that it's the law, why should we, the American people, work our asses off, right? I mean, we work hard. We pay taxes to these people. And they're sending millions of dollars into Kyiv on influencers? We're in the real world here. Yeah, unfortunately, this is the real world. How about this one? This is a good one. The Department of State spent $3 million. We'll talk about this the next hour because this is just ridiculous. $3 million for girl-centered climate action in Brazil. Girl-centered climate. I thought we didn't know what women were. I thought that was like, you know, Ketanji Brown Jackson. She's on the Supreme Court. I don't know what a woman is because I'm not a biologist. I'm not a biologist and I know what a woman is. Put me on a Supreme Court. I promise if I'm ever nominated to the Supreme Court, I will handle all business like Donald Trump. I promise. Okay. I promise. You know, there was a point in time where the J6 committee was just kind of subpoenaing anybody who said anything about January 6th. And I was just like, please, please. Liz Cheney, you want this? Because I would have sat there and put my feet up on the desk and I would have looked and I would have said, I know you're looking to try and get Donald Trump in front of you crazy people. This is the closest that you're going to get. So get your shots in, Miss Piggy. Look at you. Crying Adam Kinzinger, I bought you a big, beautiful box of Kleenex. Low IQ AOC, you're a stupid person. Jamie Raskin, you're a horrible person. Oh, I would have had so much fun with that committee. But it's probably better off we didn't do that. It's probably better off. Would have made for some great content, though, I can tell you that. We got rats. We got COVID experiments on cats. We've got literal magic. Our federal government is spending money on magic, which is ironic. And for my next trick, I will make $7 million disappear. That's what the federal government's doing with your money. We're going to do a little more Festivus, get into some of the silliest topics that we got here, a little more in depth than just a price tag and what we spent the money on in the 7 o'clock hour. which is coming up in just a minute. You're listening to Kale and Company, but it is not Kale and Company. It is Sean Farish guest hosting for Kale and Company here on 1210 WPHT until 10 a.m. Eastern time. Thank you so much for hanging with us. We got three more hours of fun left. Airing grievances. We're going to talk Subway, not the sandwiches. Chris Christie, you can turn it off now. Okay, you crazy guy. Don't go to Santa Cruz. The pier's in the water. Were you in California, Chris? We got a whole lot more fun on this Christmas Eve morning. You're starting your day the best way. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas Eve on 1210 WPHT. We're back after this.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.